Welcome, welcome each one of you. This is a first official Sunday service of the new year.
Yes, it is.
So a lot of firsts here. So kind of part of the determining factor of how we go, which direction. The first Sunday of the new year is kind of important. So I do welcome you specifically. Here, may the blessing of the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob rest on you and each family here. May your children and your grandchildren be blessed. May the God of Abraham prosper each of our children.
Amen.
And give them good success.
Yes.
As Joshua chapter 1 says, the Lord will be with each of us this year. And he will make us prosper and give good success. Say prosper.
Prosper.
And give good success.
And give good success.
How many of you want that? Amen. Well, raise your hands.
Hallelujah.
Let's proclaim boldly the basic belief that we have here, the Apostles' Creed. Declare it boldly, not wimpy. We're renouncing the spirit of wimpy. No fear. Amen. Say, I believe in God.
I believe in God.
The Father Almighty.
The Father Almighty.
Maker of heaven and earth.
The maker of heaven and earth.
And in Jesus Christ.
And in Jesus Christ.
His only Son.
His only Son.
Our Lord.
Our Lord.
Who was conceived of the Holy Spirit.
Who was conceived of the Holy Spirit.
Born of the Virgin Mary.
And born of the Virgin Mary.
Suffered under Pontius Pilate.
He suffered under Pontius Pilate.
Was crucified, dead, and buried.
Was crucified, dead, and buried.
He descended into hell.
He descended into hell.
The third day he rose again from the dead.
The third day he rose again from the dead.
He ascended into heaven.
He ascended into heaven.
Sits on the right hand of God the Father Almighty.
He sits on the right hand of God the Father Almighty.
From whence he shall come.
From whence he shall come.
To judge the living and the dead.
To judge the living and the dead.
I believe in the Holy Spirit.
I believe in the Holy Spirit.
The Church Universal.
The Church Universal.
The communion of saints.
The communion of saints.
The forgiveness of sins.
The forgiveness of sins.
The resurrection of the body.
The resurrection of the body.
And the life everlasting.
And the life everlasting.
I believe in Jesus Christ.
I believe in Jesus Christ.
I believe in his resurrection.
I believe in his resurrection.
Therefore.
Therefore.
I believe.
I believe.
In miracles.
In miracles.
Signs.
Signs.
Wonders.
Wonders.
I'm claiming a miracle.
A miracle.
And a breakthrough.
And a breakthrough.
For myself.
For myself.
For my family.
For my family.
For my loved ones.
For my loved ones.
For my neighbor.
For my neighbor.
Tell your neighbor. Breakthrough.
Breakthrough.
Miracles.
Miracles.
We are confessing breakthrough miracles. Supernatural breakthrough. Healings for you, for your
Amen,
family,
Lord.
For your
and
marriage,
miracles.
For your economy.
Now,
I believe
Lord.
That the Lord is replenishing.
Now, Lord.
This is an era, this is the year of going into the debt-free zone.
Now, Lord.
No
yes.
debts. No
yes.
more debts. God's going to cancel out debts. God's going to give us supernatural help. Give the Lord a big clap offering. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, thank you, thank you. And we have some of the best worship.
Come on.
In any, we get to travel all over. And I want to tell you, we have some of the best, most outstanding worship leaders. And
yes.
Those, just give them a clap, will
Amen.
You?
Woo! Yeah, thank you. Thank you. Wow.
Awesome. Awesome.
Takes us into the glory.
Amen. You may be seated.
Praise the Lord.
We are a prophetic company. We are an apostolic community here. And so we think locally and apostolically and globally. And the Lord speaks to us. We have been celebrating the 25th year of the watch of the Lord.
That's right. Yeah.
And many years ago, the glory came on me while I was praying all night at the Western Wall in Jerusalem. After doing a healing service, and the Lord said, watch with me.
Everything about the watch is a living gift that the Lord gave to us as a community, a household of faith within the wider body of Christ, for this region, for our families, for the church universal, for the nations, for this nation. And on Sunday mornings, the anointing and presence here is always a kind of an afterglow. There's a thickening of the glory of the oil here from the watch prayers and the worship and the prophetic declarations made by all the members of this household of faith here and watching online who come on Friday nights. And so in the realm of the Spirit, it's kind of one continuum. And on this Friday, Ed Seal got a beautiful word. Ed, if you want to come briefly and just share, we believe in the prophetic word. We believe that the Bible is the living word of God, and we believe that the Holy Spirit speaks to us for details along the way. And Ed, if you have a microphone, just share.
Probably like most of you, Lord's really been speaking to me about 2020 to say how significant it is. And we know about vision and 2020 and all that. But recently I've really been seeking about for a clear word from the Lord about 2020. And it was funny, on Friday, this past Friday, I woke up and I had one of those point and shoot, point and click moments where you open the Bible and it falls to a passage. And so I did that, and it fell on 2 Chronicles 7. And if you don't know what that is, that's the dedication of Solomon's temple. And I felt, as I read that, I felt the Lord really highlighted that to me and said it's something very significant. So I go to the watch Friday night, and Keila started talking about the 25th anniversary of the watch, how we should be celebrating that. And as soon as we were started talking about that, the Lord quickened to me two verses out of 2 Chronicles 7, verses 12 and 16. It says, "Then the Lord appeared to Solomon by night and said to him, 'I have heard your prayer and have chosen this place for myself as a house of sacrifice.'" And then verse 16 says, "For now I have chosen and sanctified this house, that my name may be there forever, and my eyes and my heart will be there perpetually." And then towards the end of the watch, Michael called for a time of consecration. He called everyone forward, and everyone came forward, and we were all at the altar on our knees. And the Lord reminded me, quickened another scripture from 2 Chronicles 7, and that's verse 3. Says, "When all the children of Israel saw how the fire came down and the glory of the Lord and the glory on the temple, they bowed their faces to the ground and the pavement and worshiped and praised the Lord, saying, 'For he is good, for his mercy endures forever.'" And just before we had done that, we were actually singing a song that spoke of the Lord's mercy endures forever. So I thought that was interesting. So then later, I felt the Lord gave me a word for 2020, and the word was this: in with the old, and out with the old, and in with the new. And when he said that, I knew it wasn't old in the sense of old things passed away. I felt like the Lord said the old represented time of completion, and then the new represented what's next, what's new in God. So the next day, as I was meditating on that, I came across 1 Kings 9:10, which says, "Now it happened at the end of 20 years when Solomon had built the two houses, the house of the Lord and the house, king's house." So it took 20 years for Solomon to build the temple. So I felt like the Lord said, that's the first 20 of 2020.
Good.
And then I realized that during the consecration of the temple, it was the second time that the Lord appeared to Solomon. And then I felt like, Lord, that said, that's the new. That's the what's next. Amen. In God. And so I felt like, Amen, the Lord say that in 2020, I believe we will see and experience the what's next of God at many levels. The watch of the Lord, the church, our individual lives, our country, and Israel. And Pastor Mahesh, just a couple of days ago, had talked about us as individual believers coming into the fullness of the things that God has for us. And I also thought during that time of, if you look at most all the characters in the Bible, you see a time of convergence. You see where Moses, 40 years in the wilderness, and there's characters, so many characters, that there's a old and then there's a new. And the old is just the time that the Lord spent with them to Joseph and all the characters that the Lord just spent a time in their lives where he consecrated them. And then something happened, and then they entered into the fullness of what he had for them. And I feel like that's what the Lord's speaking about in 2020.
Hallelujah. Amen. Ed. And Mary Nycom just shared that those are the verses that the Lord gave her a month ago for today in the children's church. The same verses that Ed got in the watch for Friday night. So that's beautiful that the Holy Spirit is present with us. We don't see him with our natural eyes, but he is our constant companion, the one who is with us to give us the victory and give us his presence. And speaking of victory and presence, as a congregation, we want to pray now for a moment for Ruth Parker, our dear, 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 dear Joy and Ruth, very faithful servants in this house. We know them. All of us know them very well. And Ruth was admitted to the hospital early this morning from complications from severe dehydration. And she really needs an intervention right now. So can you just take your neighbor's hand? And we are going to ask the Lord to visit Ruth. And Michael, I'm going to ask you and Jenna to begin our prayer for her, and then we'll wrap it up. Can we agree together, saints, as surrounding Ruth Parker right now?
Lord, we just thank you, Lord, this morning. We thank you for miracles, signs, and wonders in the glory, even in the from the atmosphere that is here in this place, in this presence, as we've been worshiping and praising your name. We praise you as the God of miracles. And we thank you, Lord, that she will live and not die and declare the works of the Lord, declare the goodness of the Lord today. We thank you, Lord, that you are stretching forth your hand even now this morning to heal for signs and wonders for Ruth. Can we say that together? Signs and wonders for Ruth. In the name of Jesus, we loose angels and we loose the glory of your presence to quicken her now. And I declare the scripture from this place, Exodus 23:25. The Lord bless your bread and your water, internal miracle, internal resurrection, and that today there is breakthrough for her now in Jesus' name.
Amen. We announce over you, Ruth, this is the acceptable year of the Lord, and I speak to your body that it will accept hydration into every organ and into every system. The acceptable year of the Lord is crowning you from head to toe.
Thank you.
The acceptable year of the Lord
Thank
for your
you,
blood.
Lord.
The acceptable year of the Lord for every single organ. In the name of Jesus, we speak the turnaround in the miracle testimony to be released now like an arrow to launch this year in the name of Jesus. Let your angels go from here and minister your oil, your healing, your joy, and your testimony in Jesus' mighty name.
Thank you for answering our cry. Thank you for blessing Ruth. In the name of Jesus, we believe you are doing something that is going to be a turnaround. Thank you, Lord.
Amen. Thank you, Jesus.
So, as Jenna shared, we are doing something corporate that we invite you to participate in. We believe, and we'll give you another scripture too, for what the Lord has shown us for this year. And it's good. It's good. It's where there are certain things as God's people that would be appropriate for us to read the model. Of course, it's in Scripture, several, but one of the ones that I want to just share with you right now to let you know that we have scriptural basis on which we do certain things. And it's important, and it will, these are certain keys for breakthrough and miracles and turnarounds and blessing not only us but our children often. Our God is God of families. He's a God who includes, when he includes your salvation, there is a household salvation. And so we believe in the blessing of the Lord coming corporately with church and to families. The Lord is, I felt like as we were going to go this into this year, this is a critical year. It's a year of passage. We go from one level to the next level. This was number 20 is a very prophetic number. It's a number where Jacob completed his tasks and was able to get his reward, and it's a completion. So 20 is a indicative in the scripture, symbolic of completion, of promises kept, and your inheritance coming to pass, where you may have been waiting for answered prayer for a number of years, and suddenly the breakthrough is there. So we want to speak that over you and over each family here. But there is a scripture in Ezra, the book of Ezra, where this is the beginning of the restoration of the people who had been exiled from Jerusalem that are returning back. And one of the major leaders of this return is Ezra. And he asked the king to let them go, and so he has let them go, but there are bandits, and there are all kinds of like bandits like ISIS, very cruel, that would try to come and attack the Jewish people on their way to Jerusalem to restore it. And so Ezra says here, it says in Ezra 8, verse 21, then I proclaimed a fast there at the river of Ahava, that we might afflict ourselves or humble ourselves before our God to seek of him a right way for us. Of him. Say of him.
Of him.
So that we can look for different sources that can help us. But above all, we need to give thanks to the Lord and focus on him. So as we have called, this is a critical year, a strategic year for our nation at the end. In a few months, November, we'll be electing the presidential election, and of course, congressional elections too at that time. But it's a major time of choosing which way our nation will go. We are in a very good place economically right now, and may it get even better and better, so that anyone who wants a job can have a job, and people will not go hungry, that there is a major economic boom, that our nation is really uniquely standing out across the world as the number one economy in the nation. So it's a lot of people may be jealous, but we are grateful that these are things that happen. But when this happens, it's important to guard it with prayer and sometimes with fasting. So here you find that Ezra, as the leader, declares a corporate fast. Now, when there is a corporate fast, it means, for example, this is practically a book, for example, by the way, The Hidden Power of Prayer and Fasting has become somewhat of a classic. I mean, we have sold nearly a million, I think we've passed a million in 40 languages. So I have people from Kazakhstan. I had never heard of never met of someone from Kazakh. And the Kazakhs come up to me in different, I remember.
In Malaysia, right.
Yeah.
They and, sent word, actually, through some Malaysian and Chinese missionaries that had been in this very remote region and in this particular community to strengthen the little small church there. And they asked, what can we send you? What help, what kind of tools can we send you? And they said, we would like to have more of the books of Mahesh Chavda. And then, of course, they had the Only Love Can Make a Miracle and the book on prayer and fasting.
Yeah, so it's become, in the last several decades, become a classic, and a lot of Baptist churches are making that part of their Bible study. So
your original roots, so makes sense.
That is true. I am an ordained Southern Baptist minister. So, but don't tell people too much, because...
And the beautiful thing about this mission was to rebuild. And how timely, as you were saying, Pastor Mahesh, about this season, and specifically our national elections coming up for the head office in our nation. And it's clear more than ever before, certainly in my lifetime, that there is a distinction in terms of ideology, philosophy, and direction. And one direction is restabilizing some of the foundations on which we have come to this place of great blessing and freedom and prosperity in the midst of the nations as a nation. And that pathway is a sure pathway. But more than ever before, we need to rebuild and re-strengthen the old foundations of this nation. Our nation irrefutably was actually deeply influenced by, if not birthed, through seasons, waves, periods of real revival and visitation. The initial was persons who were seeking the freedom to practice their Christian faith. It wasn't just religions in general. It was specifically a place in the wilderness where they could plant and practice the Christian faith. And that was, you know, the origin, building on some of the missional work that had already, you know, attended and gone on. And then you read in year after year about those early revivalists, George Whitfield, Jonathan Edwards, and how the people who were and then became the national political leaders were deeply influenced, and many of them strong, believing Christians, Bible-believing, and crafted our actual governmental system on those principles, and in some cases on scripture itself. Isaiah 33 is where they conceived the idea of three equal branches of government. It says the Lord is our king, the executive, the Lord is our lawgiver, the legislative, the Lord is our judge, the judicial, and he will save us, and not one among us will be sick. And so it was, you know, a specific invocation for the blessing of God. Anyway, those are some of the basics that we as the church in the earth have a responsibility to call in and stand firm for and believe to see the goodness of the Lord give us victory.
Amen. And so here, let me complete this. God proclaimed a fast there at the river of Ahava, that we might humble ourselves before our God to seek him a right way for us and for our little ones, for all our substance. For I was ashamed to require of the king a band of soldiers and horsemen to help us against the enemy in the way, because we had spoken unto the king, saying, the hand of our God is upon all of them for good that seek him, but his power and his wrath is against all them that forsake him. So we fasted. Say, we fasted.
We fasted.
And asked of the Lord.
And asked of the Lord.
And he was entreated of us.
That he means, answered.
He answered. That's the old King James.
He answered.
So, we are basically going to be agreeing for specific needs that you have in your family. So if you want, you can write them down, but we are going to be in agreement together for every family that whatever challenges you're facing, we are going to join together. And there is power in agreement. Where two or more are gathered together, there He is. And we are going to see that God give supernatural answers for every family, for every child. And as we were talking about the fast, now, this may be kind of, you may have not expected it, but we are starting today, Sunday, the 5th. And then we'll go on till 40 days, so February 13th or so. Now, it doesn't mean all of you, am I going to go on a 40-day fast? No, but you can choose what days. Like you can do for the next 6 weeks, you can do every Monday, drink juices or eat salads or something. Do without meat. There are different kinds of fasts, and I explained that in our book. I did, when Bonnie married me, she found she had married a very strange person, because the Lord had shown me, it started an amazing thing of giving me grace to fast and pray. So I would do 2 40-day fasts and 4 21-day fasts every year for 22 years. And gave me grace. So I'm not telling you this so that you can get, I can't do that. And only with special kind of grace that you can have that. And for 22 years I cared. So she lived with a man that, about a big percent of the year I was fasting.
Mm-hmm. 120 some days that adds up to, for I think we counted it up once, it's like 8.5 or 9 years during that.
And the Lord told me not to
fast,
not even to talk and teach about it until I had established it as a living truth in my life. And so for 18 years I didn't teach publicly about fasting and prayer. I had to live it. And that's an apostolic principle. If you live it, you can give it. So it became a part of our lifestyle. And
out of that context, we learned about corporate fasting. A corporate fast becomes like an orchestral symphony where each one of the instruments is contributing its part to the whole song. And so you will find there will be an unusual grace and an unusual joy to participate in your particular context, your particular way, for your health's sake, in regards to the natural responsibilities, the kind of work that you do, and various other things like that. And in that context, God will be helping us with strongholds in our personal lives, and He will also be helping us as a battle group in terms of the bigger strategic answers to prayer, specifically victory this year, not only for our families and for our cities, but also for a national blessing and a turning again of revival to the Lord. You know, there was a big meeting over the weekend down in South Florida. We were very connected to a number of the folks represented and participating there, and in conversation with them as the evangelicals received President Trump. And it's the first time, certainly the first time in recent history, perhaps in all of history, where the U.S. president, and whether or not it was for political expediency, we do as a church, we have a friend in the White House right now. And we want that to continue. There are so many initiatives that he has actually enacted to preserve and protect and reclaim our religious liberties and safeguards as Christians specifically and as the church. But it was beautiful. We happened to find one sort of obscure news station that broadcast live the entire prayer as the leaders gathered around the president on the platform and prayed three back-to-back Holy Ghost prayers for this president and for the nation. And it was really a powerful and beautiful moment. And I would like to say we have incoming intel on Ruth that she is awake again. The doctors are asking her questions and she's answering each one. So come on, Lord. Come on, Lord. Finish that work. We believe. Hallelujah.
Amen. Amen. And just a few weeks ago, we were asking, Lord, give us your word and your direction for this coming year. And the Lord really gave us the idea and told us basically some of the clues. But among them was that in 2020, the word of the Lord, one of the major words of the Lord was Psalm 20. Let me read that to you. It says, "The Lord, hear you in the day of trouble. The name of the God of Jacob, defend you." So all of us, for Christians, for each family, for our children, may the Lord send you help from the sanctuary and strengthen you out of Zion. Remember, may the Lord remember all your offerings and accept your burnt sacrifice. May God grant you according to your own heart, fulfill all your counsel. We will rejoice in your salvation. In the name of our God, we will set up our banners. The Lord fulfill all your petitions. Now I know that the Lord saves his anointed. We will hear him from his holy heaven with the saving strength of his right hand. So may the Lord's banner of victory. And then we connected it to Exodus 17, where God reveals his name as he gives a great victory through the teamwork of Joshua, Moses, Aaron, and Hur. As Joshua goes and does battle, Moses on the mountaintop is interceding, and the moment he lowers his hand, they're on the ground, they get defeated. So Aaron and Hur help him keep his hands raised all day long. And as long as the hands were raised, with facing multiple thousands of enemy soldiers, they were able to get the victory. And there God reveals himself to as God would reveal yourself, it means that name becomes, basically you come and become one with it, and it becomes your part of your personal possession. When God revealed himself, "I am Jehovah Rapha," that means it's not just that we take nice notes saying one of the names of God is Jehovah Rapha. It means you get the healing. Your neighbor gets the healing. Your children get the healing. And he gives you the possession. I believe and I receive the name Jehovah Rapha. I am the Lord that healeth thee. One of the other names in Genesis, God reveals, I am Jehovah Jireh. I'm the Lord, your provider. So in everything, when God revealed himself, it becomes, then you have legal grounds to take possession of that blessing.
And so, in our lives, and specifically in this household and in this ministry, Jehovah Rapha, the Lord, your doctor, was a literal revelation that the Lord began to give to Mahesh prior to him even understanding being baptized in the Holy Spirit and all of that. He spoke to Mahesh about fasting before he, recognized it in Scripture. And then over a period of time, he began to see miracles as he would pray for people. He prayed for his mother who was in London and was dying. And God raised her up. She lived for many years, got to see 26 more years, got to see all of his grandchildren being born. He worked in the state school for the profoundly disabled, autistic children, began to see miracles there. And then as he was called into ministry and was ministering with our spiritual father, Derek Prince, around the world, we saw profound and astounding miracles. But when we had our own children, both of our sons, our firstborn and the lastborn, Ben and Aaron, were absolutely not able to be helped by medical help. Both of them had the diagnosis of death over their lives from the time they were born. They were born with congenital internal defects that doctors couldn't do anything about. And so in that context, even more than ever before, though we had seen the miracles in the ministry, that reality about claiming the name and becoming one with the Lord our doctor became very real for us. And we are very proud to say, I mean, in fact, this Christmas when all of our children were home, I recounted individually with time alone to both of our boys, to Ben and to Aaron, those days and those stories of how God came and ordained a destiny of life and victory and success over them and demonstrated it by beating all the odds and helping them beyond medical help as Jehovah Rapha, the Lord our healer. So we own that as a family, and we give that to you and to your family to own it and to see the testimonies and have the stories.
So in that sense, for this year, the Lord gave us Exodus 17, where within using this example of the battle on the ground, the key was the battle in the spirit. Moses raising his hands in prayer and blessing Joshua and the army of the Lord, that of Israel, that there God gave them a revelation as an exclamation point for what had happened, saying, I am revealing, I am Jehovah Nissi, your banner of victory.
Yes.
The Lord, your banner. It says that many translations say, your Lord, the Lord, your banner. But the complete thought is, the Lord, my banner of victory. So Jehovah Nissi, that's...
Amen.
I would say, in a sense, it's a password for this year. So what is the password? It is Jehovah Nissi, the Lord, the banner of victory. So there is a banner of victory flies over his people. And therefore, we shall not be afraid. God does not give you fear. Do you know, by the way, that how many times God says, fear not, in the Bible? How many times? I was just giving you a rhetorical question, because it's really interesting how many times God says, fear not.
Does anybody know?
A few know.
Say it out loud. $364, $365, Armin. $500, going for $550.
Armin gets a Twinkie.
Twinkie?
He got it. It is, and the fascinating thing is, it's basically it's 365 times for every day.
That's great.
God says to
That's
you,
great.
Don't be afraid.
Don't be afraid.
Fear not. Fear not. Often, the devil will try to torment you about your children, your finances. Don't let him put fear in you. God does not give you a spirit of fear. He gives you power and love and a sound mind. For every day of this year, we're claiming, fear not. I'm with you. And I'm giving you a spirit of power. Say power.
Power.
Love.
Love.
And a sound mind.
And a sound mind.
Glory to God. So the standards we choose, I'll tell you. I was deeply moved by that service for the evangelicals. It was the largest Hispanic church in the United States.
And hosting those, it.
Yeah, hosting it. And I'm glad. It's really strange. I mean, he's the way President Trump... the way he led his life in the previous years. I mean, he was a playboy. But his mother, you might find out later, I mean, I've talked about little, that one of the greatest amazing revivals in history was in the 40s, called, in the Hebrides revivals, at the islands on the north of Scotland. And that's where his mom came. And his great aunts were the intercessors who brought in the Hebrides revival. It was their prayers that they recognized. So his, and then his mother came, but she was part of the fruit of the Hebrides revival. So he, his family generationally carried the spirit of revival. So, I mean, it's, and then he has become, his choices are the most pro-Christian choices we have had in any presidential office in history. So we as Christians should be united for our cause. We are not, we are pro-life. Yes. We don't want to see any baby killed. We are for respecting the what Bible tells us about the male and female roles, and a lot of things. I mean, it could, we could go on that we don't have to, if we say publicly that we are in favor of these Christian positions, the church legally can do it now. There were certain things called the Johnson Amendment that took some of the freedoms away from the church. It's been restored. So one after the other, that's why we are really, this is an important time for us. This season, as we enter in with the banners of victory fly. Amen. And that this was a very prophetic scripture, and which says, verse 7, some trust in chariots and some in horses, but we will remember the name of the Lord our God. Hallelujah. So on New Year's Eve service, we were sharing this scripture also, that some may trust in chariots, some in horses, but we, believers in the Lord God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, the God of the Bible, amen, we trust in the name of the Lord our God. Amen. Say, we trust.
We trust.
In the name of the Lord.
In the name of the Lord.
The God of Abraham.
The God of Abraham.
Isaac.
Isaac.
And Jacob.
And Jacob.
And I had, we had no idea that 2 days later,
right,
that there would, this incident would happen about
the embassy.
Embassy attack on the embassy. In, and that the main terrorist over for commanding those, some horrible things, was the U.S. Armed Forces. Got him and took care of him. But a lot of stuff is being stirred up, and therefore they had pictures and news items that about 4,000 U.S. soldiers from Fort Bragg, North Carolina, are now in the process of flying to Iraq. So ahead of time we were praying, and we're going to keep praying for our armed forces.
Thank you, Lord.
How many would join us in praying for all our armed forces? That's,
thank you,
so
Lord.
That's part of our prayer here this morning. I would, we're going to go further in this. There are some, and weekly we'll put it up on our website, some of the major prayer focuses that we have. But this first week, we are, whenever you went and fasted here also in the book of Ezra, that they humbled themselves. Yeah, so first week is a week of humbling and repentance. We seek the face of the Lord, not as if we have all the answers, but we, our direction is, Lord, unless you answer, we're helpless. So Lord, you give us answers. We don't want, you may use human agencies, but our faith is turned towards the living God. So some trust in chariots and some in horses, but we will remember the name of the Lord our God. So I would like for us to pause here and do what Ezra, what he did in this at the river Ahava, was I proclaimed a fast, and then what they did was took it during the fast, they, verse 24 and 25, and they took an offering.
Yeah.
So that the Lord they did all that they felt like was necessary.
And I think it's really powerful, the fact that in a way that it was, you could consider it this. What they needed is they needed protection for their wives and their little ones, but also the king had given them tons of resources, gold, silver, various other things that obviously bandits would be after in a big way on that journey. And they took from that substance that was there to build the house of God, and offered it to the Lord right at the beginning of that fast as they were on their journey for the rebuilding. So that, I mean, it was a major act of faith.
So what we're going to do, this is for us, first Sunday of 2020, where we're worshiping the Lord. And we're going to enter into His presence with days of fasting. So we'll discuss this a little further, but I want us to take communion together. And it says they overcame by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of our testimony. So any kind of battle you go through, that'll be any opposition you face this coming year, any enemy that would try to attack. And
we get to
travel quite a bit and see corporately how the enemy in certain areas, for example, has attacked multiple thousands of families with the opioid addiction. Mm-hmm. So it's surprising how many families have been affected by this. And addiction, this is the opioid itself, I would say, as you look in the spirit realm, it's the spirit, the demonic spirit of addiction, is when people are helpless. They're driven by something they cannot name, but that evil power that makes them go take drugs. I mean, it's the same thing with alcoholic addiction, where people are just driven by alcohol, and they will lose all the inheritance. They'll be out on the street because they are totally addicted. That's just demonic spirit. We believe in the name of the Lord, we cast out that spirit of addiction.
Amen.
And so it's going to be part of our intercession in this next 6 weeks. But we are humbling ourselves, and we want to, as we start this journey, that in 2020, we're going to ask the protection of the Lord over ourselves, our children, and every month, January, February, March, April, May, June, July, that our children will not be attacked by any of these spiritual forces. We plead the blood of Jesus over every family here.
Yes.
We plead the blood of Jesus over your children.
Amen, Lord.
Over your grandchildren.
Amen, Lord.
Over your great-grandchildren.
Thank you, Lord.
Be overcome by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of our testimony, that, hallelujah, and that we're going to take communion. So that's an official act, a corporate act. It's not just you alone. We are, as a family of God, as a church of the Lord Jesus Christ, we're going to plead the blood of Jesus over 2020 and say every day,
thank you, Lord.
We are protected by the blood of Jesus. We are going to have the victory for every day of the year. I'm believing for you, for your family, for your finances, for your bank accounts, and no weapon formed against you can prosper. So we want to thank the Lord for giving us protection as we go into the year. Just like Ezra went on the journey, God protecting each family in that sense.
Amen.
Then. And we want to give tithes and offerings and begin the year properly. And that means we want to bring, according to Malachi, bring the offering, bring the tithes and the offerings and the house of prayer. 25 years of, we celebrated, of consistent, without a miss, Friday night prayer. We started with all night prayer, and multiple thousands of watches around the world have been birthed because of this watch. And so we are grateful, but we want to keep on leading in the way of prayer and fasting And yes. So get your tithes and offerings ready. Praise God. I got mine ready.
Make checks to ANC. You can give by credit card or cash. There's an envelope in the seat pocket on the back of the chairs. Or you can text to give by texting GLORY, G-L-O-R-Y. The number is on the screen. It's 206-859-9405. Our online viewers, long distance members, you can click the give button there.
How many of you want to try to do it this way? You can do it this way.
Thank you.
I've never done this. I've told how to do it. Sometime I'll have to learn this.
Yeah.
It's easy, but I've been told. Amen. Raise your offering.
Thank you,
Jesus. Raise your phone if you want. Heavenly Father, we thank you.
Thank you, Jesus, Lord.
This is the first Sunday of 2020, and it's our joy to come to the house of the Lord,
Lord Jesus,
and worship the living God with our tithes and offerings. What a joy, Lord, to give to you, to your purposes. May the name of Jesus be exalted across the earth.
Amen, Lord.
In every nation. Thank you, Lord. Use us. Use our financial blessing for your glory, Lord Jesus. For every family giving,
thank you, Jesus.
I pray for a thousandfold return, Lord, that you are prospering each of our children. You are prospering our grandchildren. You are prospering every family and every bank account.
Thank you, Lord.
In the name of Jesus.
Thank you.
Thank you. Amen.
Remember all the offerings, Lord. Remember, let this be a token of all the offerings given. Remember us. Receive our burnt sacrifice. And let your name be glorified.
Amen. So put your offering as the basket comes around. And take the bread and the cup of blessing.
My hope is built on nothing less than Jesus' blood and righteousness. I dare not trust the sweetest frame, but wholly lean on Jesus' name. On Christ the solid rock I stand, all other ground is sinking sand. All other ground is sinking sand. And on Christ the solid rock I stand, all other ground is sinking sand. All other ground is sinking sand. Darkness veils his lovely face, I rest on his unchanging grace. In every high and stormy gale, my anchor holds within the veil. Oh, and on Christ the solid rock I stand, all other ground is sinking sand. All other ground is sinking sand. Oh, and on Christ the solid rock I stand, all other ground is sinking sand. All other ground is
communion. Don't take it for granted. And it's such a privilege when I'm away, when we are traveling, when I, I've been unable to take communion. I really miss it. And when we used to, our great teacher, Brother Derek Prince, when I used to get travel with him, and some of you I've shared many times, even on regular days, as we were ministering and praying for a lot of people, thousands, we needed to ourselves be recharged. And we learned to take communion every day, whether it was Monday, Tuesday, we were out there ministering. We would share communion elements. And Derek, Brother Derek would carry a communion little purse kind of thing. We zipped it up, there would be a cup and bread. We'd take communion together. So it's a privilege for us to take it together for you. May you be empowered. May you be replenished. May your batteries be charged. Hallelujah. And we're going to start this year with a bang, in a sense.
Thank you.
We're going to
Thank
powerfully
you.
Empower. Raise
Amen.
The bread.
Thank you, Lord.
This represents the body of our Lord Jesus Christ.
Thank you, Jesus.
And He took your sins, your iniquities, and He took the stripes. By His stripes, you are healed. Say, by His stripes.
By His stripes.
I am healed.
I am healed.
Me and my household.
Me and my household.
Me and my family.
Me and my family.
In Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name.
Amen. Let's
Amen.
Pray. This is the awesome cup of blessing. May you and your families be blessed. It says, through the blood of Jesus, you are redeemed. Say, I'm redeemed.
I'm redeemed.
Through the blood of Jesus.
Through the blood of Jesus.
Any and every curse.
Any and every curse.
Is broken.
Is broken.
And I am blessed.
And I am blessed.
Me and my family.
Me and my family.
Me and my bank account.
Me and my bank account.
Me and my children.
Me and my children.
We are blessed.
We are blessed.
We are the head.
We are the head.
Not the tail.
Not the tail.
Above only.
Above only.
Not beneath.
And not beneath.
Wherever I go.
Wherever we go.
In the city.
In the city.
Or in the country.
Or in the country.
I am blessed.
I am blessed.
We are blessed.
We are blessed.
Through the blood of Jesus.
Through the blood of Jesus.
Amen. Let's partake.
Amen.
You have been.
Thank you, Jesus.
Charged with the electricity of the Lord. If you don't mind, take your hands, raise them
in
Jesus' name, and put your hand on your neighbor's shoulder, if you don't mind. Say, you are blessed.
You are blessed.
And healing come right now.
Healing come. Healing come.
Any panic attacks are going. Anxiety is going. Fear is going. You're being delivered. In the name of Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
Someone's back is being healed now. In Jesus' name. There's attack on your back, on your hips. The Lord is renewing your strength, refreshing you. And no fear. All anxiety. There's someone being attacked by anxiety. The Lord is delivering you right now. In Jesus' name. Leave junk. Say, I'm leaving junk behind. All the hurt, any rejection,
any rejections,
any wrong thoughts,
any wrong thoughts,
I leave them for 2019. I'm not going with that
into 2020.
I forgive
any hurt.
Thank you Lord. Amen. Thank you. Amen.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. And yes, you may be seated. I'll hold you just for a few more minutes. But we want to try to pray that you can. Whatever days you want to do, we will agree with your prayer, with your prayer request for this next 6 weeks. We'll work on those things. And if you will write some of those requests down that you have, we will agree with them and see the triumph of the Lord.
We have a sign-up sheet in the lobby, and you can drop off your prayer requests there. And also choose the days that you want to participate in the fast in whatever manner the Lord leads you. And together as a symphony, we'll cover the whole 40 days and cover every family represented in this church.
And there's a scripture I just wanted to share again. For I was going to read it from the Message Bible. And it's in, you can just listen, Colossians 1, verses 28 and 29 says, "We preach Christ, warning people not to add to the message. We teach in a spirit of profound common sense, so that we can bring each person to maturity. To be mature is to be basic. It's Christ, no more, no less." So one of the things I just wanted to share with you is how many of you remember who Vince Lombardi was? Remember? He was what? He used to coach Green Bay Packers. And when he would, every year he would start, there would be new additions to the team and all that, and they would go to the retreat where they're going to now learn to be worked together as a team. Remember, they would say, "What are we? Team." And he would show them this. And he would ask them. Now, these are all guys who have been signed up to be professional athletes and going to be professional football players.
And many of them already played many seasons.
And yet, he raises, and then he says, "What's this?" Of course, it's football. And that he would hold it up and said, "This, my friends, is a football." And what he was trying to emphasize is, we're going to start and be in agreement with the basics. And here, we preach Christ, warning people not to add to the message. We teach in a spirit of profound common sense so that we can bring each person to maturity. To be mature is to be basic. And so you may go and learn about this or that, whatever, it's great. But remember, your strength is in the basics. Don't go away, too far away from the basic, which is Christ in you, the hope of glory. It's Jesus.
So turn to your neighbor and say, "It's common sense. It's profound common sense. To be mature is basic."
Amen. And so it's Jesus as we go into this new year. It's Jesus and it's His Word. We're going to have a blessed year.
Amen.
Tell your neighbor, you're going to have a blessed year.
You're going to have a blessed year.
2020.
2020.
Is a blessed year.
Is a blessed year.
I'm going to be. Blessed.
Blessed.
In 2020.
In 2020.
Because I'm starting. With a strong foundation.
With a strong foundation.
It's Jesus.
It's Jesus.
It's His Word.
It's His Word.
And so the athletes would learn, even though they were professional, they had been praying for years, they would start always with the fundamentals.
Yeah.
A strong foundation, the Word of God. We're going to be depending on Jesus as our Savior. We're going to be depending and counting on the fundamental truths we have.
And if you need a simple daily reminder or decree or profession, the Christmas gift from pastors and the staff here was the Apostles' Creed for you to put on your refrigerator. If you haven't received one, you can ask for one. And that decree is just a reminder, just a daily repetition of the basics. I believe in God, and we recognize which God we believe in. We believe in Jesus Christ, and we recognize who He is. We believe in the Holy Spirit, and we recognize what He does. Therefore, we believe these certain things, the basics.
If you have the basics, you can live this year without fear.
Yeah.
Be bold and of good courage. In Hebrews 13, it says, God tells us, be content with what you have, for He has said, I will never leave you nor forsake you. Amen. Say, the Lord is going to be with me.
It's going to be with me.
All year long.
All year long.
Every day.
Every day.
His promise.
His promise.
He says. He's never going to leave me.
He's never going to leave me.
Nor forsake me.
Or forsake me. Amen.
Therefore, I shall live boldly.
Therefore, I shall live boldly.
I shall live without fear.
I shall live without fear. Thank you, Lord.
So turn to your neighbor, say, do you have Jesus? Then you can live boldly with good courage. So we need to, and that's part of our commitment.
Yeah.
We need to share with others with love and compassion. But we need, the greatest thing we can share is Jesus. If they have Jesus, you don't need much anything else. Though we're going to go into the Word, but we're going to have go deep in the Word. We're going to have strong roots. And if you have the principle of agriculture, is strong roots.
Mm-hmm. Good fruit.
Good fruit.
Lasting fruit.
Say strong roots.
Strong roots.
Lasting fruit.
Lasting fruit.
Amen. Hallelujah. So don't, a lot of people in the past, I don't want to even go in there, but people get enticed by, we got deep teaching, deep. The foundations are the foundations. You know, and you can learn other things. You can learn different languages, all of that. But it's the foundations that the nations need. And the chief foundation is Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Is Lord.
Yeah.
And He is our Lord and our Savior.
Our particular foundations go directly into that. We have the privilege. Your spiritual grandfather is Brother Derek Prince, one of the greatest Bible teachers of the last century. Our spiritual father, we served and worked with Derek personally for over 20 years, traveling in the ministry, even doing his housekeeping at home, so on and so forth. But one of Derek's classics is his foundation series, taken from Hebrews chapter 6. And it's interesting, Derek would always say, when there's a therefore, see it what it's there for. And Hebrews 6 begins with therefore. Seeing as we are surrounded by so great a cloud of witnesses, let us run with endurance the race set before us, looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher, the author and perfecter, say perfecter, of our faith. So He is our ultimate example. But it's interesting that therefore harkens back to a litany of the great stories of the victories that God wrought for persons who simply believed. Not necessarily noble, rich, powerful, strong, but simple people that knew their God and through Him did exploits. And so part of our strategy, part of the basics for 2020 is to remember what God has done. Remember the victories that He's given us. It's one of the reasons I recounted to my sons their testimony, my eyewitness testimony of those months in both of their lives as infants when there was no medical help available for them, and saying, this is what happened, and then this is what happened, and this is what God did, and this is what astounded the doctors, and that points to the destiny and calling on your life and the great God that we serve. And so, you know, the apostle was saying again to the church, look at Gideon, look at Barak, look at Abraham, look at Noah, look at Joshua, look at all these ones who through faith subdued kingdoms, brought people back to life from the dead, and conquered armies.
Amen.
The Lord, our banner of victory.
And so try to, by the way, if you look to Jesus and His Word, spend a little time daily, therefore, as we begin this year. Read the word, speak the word, give a few minutes every day. If you have been doing it already, increase the time a little more. If husbands and wives, you are married and blessed with a believing spouse, sit together to read the word of God. But let the Lord know that this is your foundation, and you can go on from there, from strength to strength. May the Lord give you strong blessing. Luke 10:45 tells us the Lord said, one thing is needful. One thing is needful. Where Mary and Martha were concerned. And that was to sit at his feet. We begin at the Lord's feet. So every day, little time, sometime, to exalt his name. Just reading the word out loud, honoring the word daily, will strengthen you as we go into the new year.
Amen.
With the blessings, blessings, blessings. Amen?
Amen.
Amen. Let's stand. So we begin this year commending you. You're here. You're covered by the blood of Jesus. We are starting this journey. And remember, that's one thing. As often as we get together, then we are supposed to take communion, make him the strong focus. You need that. Hallelujah. And this is a somewhat different season. This next 6 weeks, we're going to be praying and fasting and seeking the Lord for victory for every endeavor. We are going to have the blessings of Abraham.
Thank you, Jesus.
Raise your hand.
Hallelujah.
Lord. Say, thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
For Jesus.
For Jesus.
For the Holy Spirit.
For the Holy Spirit.
For the Father's blessing.
For the Father's blessing.
I confess.
I confess.
Through the blood of Jesus.
Through the blood of Jesus.
I am redeemed.
I am redeemed.
I am blessed.
I am blessed.
Me and my children.
Me and my children.
Me and my family.
Me and my family.
Me and my household.
Me and my household.
Thank you.
Thank you.
I do plead the blood of Jesus.
I do plead the blood of Jesus.
Over every aspect of my life.
Over every aspect of my life.
And I thank you.
And I thank you.
I welcome the Holy Spirit.
I welcome the Holy Spirit.
Come, Holy Spirit.
Come, Holy Spirit.
Fill each of us.
Fill us, each of us.
With your power.
With your power.
And your anointing.
And your anointing.
I'm going to be anointed.
I'm going to be anointed.
In 2020.
In 2020.
I am blessed.
I am blessed.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
For every blessing.
For every blessing.
In Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.
Give the Lord a big clap. This is a football. My fault. Thank you. Amen. What are we going to sing? As we sing, I want the healing team here.
Thank you, Jesus.
And
thank
someone,
you, Lord.
The Lord's telling you, join this church.
Hi.
This would be a good time to do so. Don't be alone this coming year. Join the family of God. The Lord asks you to be baptized in the Holy Spirit. You're hungry for more power. Come on up. We'll pray for you. If you need, you've been attacked physically, we'll pray for you here. In Jesus' name. Thank you, Father. May you be blessed this first Sunday of 2020.
Yes.
Praise God we can be together.
Yes.
And we can be victorious.
Amen.
Jehovah Nissi, the banner of victory. In Jesus'
Amen.
Name. What are we singing?
Inscribe over you from Psalm 44. You are my king, O God. You are my king. You are my king. Oh God.
Oh God.
Command victories. Amen, Lord. We command victories for each one. Hallelujah, Lord. Jehovah Nissi. Lift up your banner of victory over these people. Over each of us. Over our hearts and minds. Give us profound common sense. profound common sense. Perfect, strengthen, establish, and settle us in 2020. Amen.
Amen. Glory.
Oh, victory in Jesus, my Savior forever. He sought me and he bought me with his redeeming blood. He loved me ere I knew him, and all my love is to him. He plunged me to victory beneath the cleansing blood. We say victory in Jesus, my Savior forever. He sought me and he bought me with his redeeming blood. He loved me ere I knew him, and all my love is to him. He sent me to victory beneath the cleansing blood. I heard an old story, how a Savior came from glory, how he gave his life on Calvary to save a wretch like me. I heard about his groaning, of his precious blood atoning, and I repented of my sin and won the victory. Oh, victory in Jesus, my Savior forever. And he bought me with his redeeming blood. He loved me ere I knew him, and all my love is to him. He plunged me to victory beneath the cleansing blood. I heard about his healing, of his cleansing power revealing, how he made the lame to walk again, and he caused the blind to see. And then I cried, dear Jesus, come and heal my broken spirit. Somehow Jesus came and brought to me the victory. Oh, victory in Jesus, my Savior forever. Sought me and he bought me with his redeeming blood. And he loved me ere I knew him, and all my love is to him. Sought me to victory beneath the blood.
Sing it again.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Victory in Jesus, my Savior forever. Sought me and he bought me, Lord, with his redeeming blood. He loved me ere I knew him, and all my love is to him. Pledge me victory beneath the cleansing blood.